Okay, I'm going to take a guess because I've seen the names. How about Brandi Carlile?
Hey, you got it right.
What's the name of the song?
Stand By.
Standing By. One of the nominees for Record of the Year. I don't think I've ever heard Brandi Carlile in my life except if it was an award show.
You and Me on the Rock.
You and Me and the Rock.
On the Rock.
On the Rock. Yeah. Well, congratulations
Not
to
Dwayne Johnson.
Not that one.
Hey, by the way, I saw Dwayne Johnson was like all over the XFL today. Does anybody believe that has any chance of success?
It's only 8 teams so far.
But I mean,
no,
I know it's
not really.
I know it's The Rock, and you know he's a big deal. And he's great, great entertainer, and makes great movies. But can you make a football league? I just don't think you can.
Well, I think you can in a niche way. I don't think it's going to like set the world on fire. But could it? Could it last 5 years? Sure.
Does LA have a team? Do we have a team in this XFL?
No, we
do not. It will not make it relevant to us at all. I think all these things. They had the AAF, they had the USFL, they had the all these different ones, and they all failed because it's, you know, it's NFL football that they're coming to see.
The AF had really good people too. The AF had like Bill Polian.
Jeff Fisher was a head coach. That's all you need to know.
Well, that's maybe why it went up.
Stop with the Mamma Mia. Oh, you know the new thing. Did you get the email from Boss Amanda today?
About
how we should have meetings after the show?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
So are you in on this? Are you in on having the post-show meeting?
You want to? Do we have to?
It's not. I don't think it's. Is it required? No, Amanda's. Boss Amanda, come in here. Come in here.
No,
I think
really.
I think her point is she's tired of you in particular complaining about how much you think the show sucks.
I did feel like that was directed at me. Bergman, did you not feel like that was directed at me?
Not in the slightest.
Because I walk away a lot of times from the show being very, very judgy about what, in particular, I've done. Not necessarily with, but the way I've performed.
If I were Amanda, I would have done exactly what she did. If her people are continuing to tell her how bad their show sucks.
And they do.
Okay, it's not like, hi, Amanda. It's not like we can't do anything about it.
Right.
You know, that's. I think, Amanda, that was your point, right? If you think the show sucks, we'll do something.
Well,
about
yeah.
It.
So it's. I feel like this has been a common theme that I've heard from a few people, including Bergman, who on days will walk out of this show and be like, out loud in the hallway, well, that show sucked.
Yeah.
You know?
But then I talked to Mace about it.
And then I had a conversation with a few people yesterday, and they're like, yeah, sometimes we walk away and we're like, man, that show sucked. And I'm like, well, why don't you guys talk about it afterwards?
You know, here's the thing. So there are days when I walk out feeling really good. There are days I walk out feeling like, oh, God, I really blew that one. That was a terrible show. And I don't think that's necessarily a function of the show, because a lot of times I'll walk out saying, oh, I really didn't like that. And Bergman will say, that was a great show. Horry will say, that was a great show. It's sort of my internal dialogue.
I agree with you. I think, Amanda, this has more to do with Mason being bipolar than it does with the show being good.
Well, let's just put it all out there.
Well, then it does with the show being good or bad. And that's not to say we don't have bad shows sometimes. Of course we do. But most of the time, Mason could feel bad after a really good show.
Wait, John, how often do you leave the show and think, God, that show was terrible?
Not very often. Like once a month.
How often do you walk away and say, boy, that was a really great show?
Once a week.
Oh, so most really of the time they're just average?
Most of the time they are good. You said how
solid.
Often do I walk away and say great?
Yeah.
So like one great a week and one like bad a month.
Well, now,
most of the time the show's good.
Don't you think you would want to get that great number up?
Yeah.
And then a way of doing that would maybe be having post-show meetings?
Depends.
I don't think we're going to wrangle John for a post-show
meeting.
It's
not meeting. Even actually like, it's not even, it doesn't even have to be a post-show
What about
show
if we did it
meeting.
On
it's
the
a
air?
Conversation.
What about if we did it on the air?
How about every day?
At 3:30.
No, I think this is a great idea. You can do it with your listeners, actually. And your listeners can call in and they can tell you what they liked or didn't like that day. So, like,
oh, Greg
you know,
will love that.
They can call in. They can be like, oh,
give
I didn't
the listeners
like when
an actual
you
voice.
Talked about this today.
Yeah.
Or they can tweet at you each day, right?
Yeah.
You can do a segment where it's like, hey, at the end of the show, they tweet in like, hey, you guys really sucked at this today.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You get split so nice. Down the middle, though. Like, some people are going to be like, God, you didn't talk enough sports.
It's
oh,
called
you talk
a
too
bit,
much sports.
Greg.
I understand.
It's
I'm
a
saying.
Bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez, you just ruined it.
Ruined
well,
the
that's
bit.
What sucked today.
Yeah, there you go. Bergman.
Today, Bergman ruined the bit.
It's Wednesday.
We'll see. No, you know, part of the problem is Bergman's worried that they're going to be like, Greg sucked today again.
Oh, no, that's every day. No, that's every day.
No,
that's
I mean,
it's going to be all about Greg.
It's Greg's job to fall on the grenade when things go wrong.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah, and he does. To his credit, he does. But the post-show meeting is an interesting concept that will...
It doesn't even have to be... Did you notice that in the email I said, I encourage you?
Yes.
I didn't say you have
to. It wasn't mandatory, you must sit down afterwards.
Yeah, I just think it's good sometimes to have those conversations of when you feel like a show went bad, whether it's you feel like you did bad or you feel like Ireland didn't play along or Greg just did a bad job putting it together, that you just real quickly have a conversation at the end of the show and say, hey, let's fix this.
Let's fix it.
Yeah.
All right, while you're here.
Yes.
I texted Demoff. Yes. Kevin Demoff, the COO of the Los Angeles Rams. And I said, you know, I've sung the anthem for the Dodgers, for the Angels, for the Kings. What about SoFi Stadium? And he just sent back a GIF of from Naked Gun with Enrico Palazzo. Do you remember Enrico Palazzo?
Yes.
So he didn't say no.
So it's not a no.
It's not a no.
Well, I mean, if there's going to be a season to do it, it's going to be this season.
We're 3-6.
3-6. There's not as many people probably at the stadium. So, I mean, I don't see why not.
Why not?
I mean, I've heard.
As John Ireland would
say. I've heard you sing plenty of times.
Yes.
At the Mandy's.
It'll scar people's ears.
It will.
But that's okay.
No, it won't. He's respectfully mediocre.
Ireland.
You know what? That's a great way to put it. I like that.
You missed
it.
I've
heard many anthems worse than your version of
that's
the anthem.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know,
I agree.
At the softball game, Cappy and I did it as a duet.
You know what? I actually thought that was really good.
It was really good.
Shockingly, I thought it was really good.
We had no preparation.
No.
I didn't even know I was going to be singing it with Cappy.
You think the Rams would let you guys do that?
Oh,
God. Oh, together? Maybe we could send them. Like,
if you
like,
do,
it's like
you
got to
do it endless
right?
love style. Like, you do a verse, he does a verse.
No, you know what it was? I did a little riffing, and he sang it straight.
There was some harmonizing.
There
going
was
on.
Some harmonizing.
Yeah,
going
that's
on.
What you. That's what you need. Yeah,
so
maybe
you guys were
we
like
should,
the Barden Bellas.
We need to. Yes, there we go. We need to send them the sample of you guys singing from there.
Yes,
send it to him. We should find that clip.
Yes.
It. Oh wait.
This evening, bar very special.
Oh, Jorge has it.
ESPN 710 Sports Talk Radio.
This is him by himself.
Oh, this is a solo. No,
which
we've
one
heard
is
the
this?
Solo. That's the Kings.
This is the Kings.
Can you see?
Okay, we got it.
By the dawn's early
yeah, it's good.
Light.
Yeah, no, we need to send them off Cappy and Mace.
Yeah, Cappy and
okay.
Mace.
I'll ask Carlo.
Carlo probably
yeah, we should
has
have
that.
That on social media.
Carlo
somewhere.
Probably has that. I'm sure that got
yes.
tweeted out a million times. All right, Boss Amanda, we will have a meeting after the show.
All right, try not to suck this last hour.
I will try not to. Try not to.
Tall order.
It is. So let's, you found this piece of tape, which I think is really funny. So Lane Kiffin, who is, I would argue now, one of the most entertaining college football coaches there is.
Yes, he does not take himself too seriously.
Yes. So he apparently did not like, and there were some controversial calls in Ole Miss's last game.
Yeah.
And
they lost to Alabama.
You get fined. If you complain about the officials, potentially you get fined if you by the SEC and all that. So Lane Kiffin found a unique way to complain about the officials. Listen, his quarterback, by the way, is former USC quarterback Jackson Dart. Here it is.
There was a lot made during the game and after the game about officiating on social media and whatnot, which some hits and some non-calls. You retweeted some stuff. Could we just get your thoughts on the officiating from that game?
Yeah, you probably missed me by a day. I probably would have said a lot of different things, but like I said, I've put the game behind us. We can't go back and win the game by calling a different play, changing something. So it is what it is. Obviously the Jackson part and after the whistle stuff is disappointing. Talked to his mom, just kind of apologize even though it's out of our control. So like she mentioned, it's just a shame her son gets treated different based off what SEC program that he's at on game day and protected different. So, is what it is. And, we move on.
I suspect
to on answering
and
this.
And let's make sure that quote was right. Like she said, not me. I really don't want to get fined today.
Yeah.
Can't fine me for what someone else says.
Jackson Dart's mom is
for
the
what
one
something
who complained.
Else, what somebody else says.
That is so clever. He's funny. You know, his time was... There was a point at which... He got the USC job too early. He obviously got the Raiders job too early. Then he got the USC job too early. He's sort of grown into being like a legit successful head coach. I don't know what the record is here, but they've had success at Ole Miss. It's almost like he got the job too soon. It's Sark got the job too soon.
Right. And that'll be the legacy of those two hires of both Lane. They got their dream job, but they weren't ready for it.
Yep.
All right, so I haven't asked you this even off the air. Did you watch the Ray Fiennes tape?
I deliberately did not. I've got
I
it on the
screen.
I can't
decide whether or not we should play it.
Well, describe it a little bit, because okay,
as people know,
it's out
Bergman,
of the box.
Did you watch it?
I have not watched it yet.
Okay, so here's the backstory. I'll leave it up to you guys.
Okay.
Jorge, did you watch it?
Oh, no, I didn't.
All right, so
like to be surprised by some of these things. That's why I don't listen to them.
My guilty pleasure in life is a TV show called Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
It's on Bravo.
Yep.
It's Andy Cohen interviewing famous people about shows that are on Bravo. And all the Real Housewives shows are on Bravo. So they asked Ray Fiennes, one of, you know, like a legendary, serious British
Academy Award nominated, all that stuff.
They asked him, would you read one of the monologues from the Real Housewives when one of the Real Housewives just lost it at another one? Like, they're just screaming incessantly at another housewife.
Yes.
And much to my surprise, he not only agreed to do it, but he dove in head first and went, like, over the top into character.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, so Jorge, you're going to need to cue it up to when he starts the bit. Like, there's a big prelude to it. Just cue it up to where he starts his read, okay?
Okay.
And we'll play it next.
Yeah, we'll play that next. All right, let me tell you about a brand new business that I'm working with. Consumer, COVIDtaxrelief.org. Now, here's the deal. If you are a small business, if you own a small business, no matter what it is, and you were able to keep employees and pay them during the pandemic, God bless you. You made a difference in the world. And now, doing that tough thing, keeping employees during COVID, could earn you up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Now, here's the thing. Government funds are already set aside to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. The program is super complicated. That's the problem. Here's this money, $26,000 per employee, but it's really complicated to get. And that's why you need to go to the CPAs and the tax experts at COVIDtaxrelief.org. You pay nothing at all up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. And this, by the way, includes small businesses, nonprofits, churches. Anybody can qualify who kept employees through the pandemic. And even if you got a PPP loan, doesn't matter. Even if you had an increase in sales, doesn't matter. You did the tough thing. You kept people working while the world was shut down. Employees during COVID, let COVIDtaxrelief.org help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Again, COVIDtaxrelief.org. That money is yours. Let them unlock it for you. That's COVIDrelief.org, COVIDrelief.org. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tell me, Jorge.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
Woman. I got that right.
Nominated for Record of the Year. What's the song called?
Woman.
Woman. There you go. We're trying to play all the songs that have not. It's so weird. The Grammys come out, and then I don't know any of the songs necessarily. Like, I don't think I know this Doja Cat song. Are you a big Doja Cat guy?
Me?
I just love the question. Are you a big Doja Cat guy?
I couldn't tell you if Doja Cat is a man or a woman.
It's a cat.
Oh,
it's
a cat? No. It's neither a man or a woman?
Doja Cat is a woman. Doja Cat is a woman. I've seen her perform somewhere.
Okay.
But you've seen her perform? Okay.
Yeah. No, she goes on the award shows, and maybe she's on SNL. I don't know. Don't be laughing at me.
It's such a good show so far, though.
Yeah, no, it's been a good show today. So, Ireland, set this up again. If you're just tuning in, John is a huge fan of the Watch What Happens live show, which is also big at my house, except I don't often see. But I will say that I admire Andy Cohen for creating the entire Bravoluniverse. What is it called? Bravoverse?
Yeah, Bravoverse is fine.
Yeah. And one of the things they do is the Real Housewives. And, John, is this rant that Ralph Fiennes, the fine actor, British, serious, multiple Academy Award nominations.
Right.
What is the rant? Set up what the rant is.
So the craziest group of housewives, strangely, are in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
They're all nuts. And one of them, a woman named Lisa Barlow, has a friend named Meredith who she's just sick of and has just lost it.
Okay.
And one night, she just came home on a night out with Meredith and started screaming about her and did it all on camera and said exactly the rant you're going to hear. But what makes this great is, as you mentioned, a famous British actor completely diving into the role. You'll hear how intense he gets. And this is actual verbatim, Mace, word for word, Lisa Barlow's rant from about 2 months ago.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Ralph Fiennes doing his best Housewives rant.
At your ready. Meredith can go fuck herself. I'm done with her, because I'm not a fucking whore, and I don't cheat on my husband. Her and her dumb fucking family that poses. Why don't you own a house? Why? You can't. Because your husband changes jobs every 5 minutes. Meredith is a piece of shit. I have your back. I'm offended by that. Fuck you. That fucking piece of shit garbage whore. I fucking hate her. She's a whore. She's fucked half of New York. She can go fuck herself.
All right, there it is. That is an impressive performance.
Are you as entertained by that as
I thought it was very funny. Jorge, did you like it?
Oh yeah, when I was
I thought
it,
it was
laughing,
really funny. Bergman, you're stone faced back there.
Yeah, I didn't find it very funny.
Really?
How is that?
What
not
did
funny?
What did you like about it?
I just don't think that everything that has people cursing is funny.
That's from the guy who just got a microwave.
I just got his first microwave.
I was fine. You guys found it funny. I just said
yeah.
That.
I found it to be funny, John. I thought it was a great call.
Oh God! I watched it like five times.
So you're into this enough that you could be, because don't they have like Bravo super fans on?
Oh, you're talking to one of them.
So couldn't you, voice of the Lakers, be on the Andy Cohen Watch What Happens live show?
Could I? Is it not my professional dream?
But have you
When Trudell and I went to the taping
of Watch What Happens Live, yes.
Yeah. Andy takes questions from the audience. Maybe I was the very first person to ask him a question. I won't fully admit to it, but it's possible.
Wow. Well, don't they? They have people on there who are not the biggest people in the world, right?
As like the bartender. The bartender is a token shout out job. I could do the bartender job.
I think you could be a panelist.
No, I'm not a big enough star.
You and Kyle Richards or whoever is on there.
You know, I've met her husband. I played golf with her husband.
Really? So you're that close.
Well, I wish I didn't like him, but he's a very nice guy.
There you go. All right. Let's do something completely different here. So Kyle Kuzma. This is the strongest pivot we've had in a really long time. So Kyle Kuzma was talking here about how difficult it is to be a Lakers role player. He was asked about the Lakers. Listen to what Kyle Kuzma said about his time here and with the Lakers.
Kuz, do you ever watch a Lakers game in 2022 and think, man, a lot has changed for them since the bubble? Do you ever watch them like that? Have you ever talked to some of the guys from that team? Be like, man, they have really changed their team and it's not working.
You know, I watch basketball a lot. And I especially last year, because this is my first year getting traded, I probably watched every Laker game. I haven't really watched too much this year. I might have seen a couple, but things are definitely drastically different over there for sure. Definitely.
Different in what way?
You know, it's got a lot of going on. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, when you're playing in the big market, you're playing in L.A., you're always going to have a lot of drama, right? And then you're playing with one of the all-time greats as LeBron. It's going to add even more drama. And you have to fight through it. You have to be strong-minded. You have to be a player. When you're a role player, you have to be ready for that moment. And sometimes it's tough. You know, there's a lot of outside noise. There's a lot of white noise. And playing in those type of markets, you know, it definitely touches your mental toughness and it challenges it too. So,
So that's apparently from some conversation on ESPN, NBA Today. That's where it's from, NBA Today. And I think that is one of the things that goes along with being a Laker and goes along with playing on a team that has LeBron James, is that there, for whatever reason, is always going to be a lot of drama, John.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the struggle in trying to repeat after the 2020 title is, should they have stuck with the role players that won the title in the bubble longer? In other words, they flamed out the following year, mainly because of injuries to AD. But that team had Kuz and Caruso and KCP and Montrezl Harrell and all those dudes, and they just gave up on it. Should they have stuck with it longer? It's hard to say. When you have LeBron, you don't want to sit there and do nothing. And then that's when they made the Westbrook trade, and I think now they're trying to back out of that. You know, so it's a hard decision which role players will work and which ones won't.
Even you would have to say, time machine, go back to that day, you probably don't do that trade.
Sure. But, you know, they went for it, and who knows? You know, I'm a big Westbrook guy, so I was for it at the time.
And Westbrook is not – see, what's interesting is Westbrook is not the problem clearly now. Westbrook is playing really well off the bench. He's – for whatever – I mean, something changed. He's making three-point shots. He's shooting really well. What's his three-point shooting is like 36%, I think.
No. Since going to the bench, it's like 41.
41%.
Yeah.
So he has adopted this role and owns this role. Now, the thing about Kuz is making an interesting point, which is playing in Los Angeles as a Laker with LeBron is a maximum drama situation. No matter what is going on, the Lakers are going to be in the conversation. I heard Charles Barkley last night on Inside the NBA said he thinks every future game that involves the Lakers on TNT should be replaced with a game from the Sacramento Kings.
Well, you know why he said that? Because last night was the first time the Kings have been on national TV in 2 years, and they scored 150 points.
153, exactly.
Yeah, so they played really well last night.
But there's no matter what happens, good, bad, and different, no matter what happens, the Lakers are going to be one of the leads in the conversation.
Right, and part of the reason why TNT likes them on a lot, same thing with the Knicks, is that there is market size.
Yes,
LA is
of
the
course.
Number two market in the whole country. New York's the number one market. So you just get a big rating by putting either the Lakers and the Knicks on, even when they're bad.
And no matter what, it's still LeBron.
Right.
I mean, you put him on this because it's LeBron. We talked earlier. LeBron is still, you know, the face of the NBA. You put him on TV and people watch him. You debate, you talk, you discuss, you criticize, you whatever you do when it comes to LeBron. The Lakers are just make the needle move, unlike other teams in the league, unlike a lot of other teams in the league, I should say. So Kuzma, and by the way, Kuzma did adopt that role and did it really well, started playing better defense. He was part of the package that went out to get Westbrook. I think the team would have been better served, clearly. I didn't like the Westbrook trade from the beginning. I wasn't crazy about it. But I think that if they had those three players, in other words, had they kept KCP and Kuzma and been able to retain Caruso, that's a very, very different team. And I would argue a better team.
Had that team that you're talking about not flamed out in the first round against Phoenix, I think they would have stuck with them.
But as you said, that was an Anthony Davis problem.
Yeah, but when they flamed out in the first round, they said, okay, we got to, you know, we only have LeBron for a short window. We got to do something.
But the team was good. It was Anthony Davis getting hurt that screwed him.
Right.
So it's hard to blame the role players for what you said was they were eliminated because of injury.
Right. But again, what makes it hard is you only have LeBron for an limited amount of time. If you can add a third superstar, that's why you consider it. But they just added the wrong one.
Yeah, it's interesting the add a superstar thing is not working in Brooklyn and not working in L.A.
Yeah, and Ben Simmons looks lost.
Oh, my God. Ben Simmons is ridiculous. He scored 11 points last night, which is the most he'd scored in 2 years. 11 points. God. All right, coming up next for you, let's do. I've been promising exorcism all day. Let's do that. It's been the eternal tease. Yes, we got that coming up next for you. Then we've got Game of Games. It is my game today. By the way, Bergman, you look to be in a very bad mood today.
Why? I've been having a great time today.
No, you're looking down. You're not looking over here. What are you doing?
See, this is what Mason. This is what you do. I'm sure, Greg, you're fine.
Yeah,
but. Mason,
he drifted off. He's not paying attention.
I got something got brought to my attention that I have to take care of.
Yeah, you know, he has another job. He's the assistant
program
director.
Yes, thank you.
Since we're not streaming, I can make my international symbol for.
Do you want to know what happened? We have reads that are for tomorrow. They're your reads, and they're put all throughout the day, so I have to go call traffic and make sure that we can get this all fixed.
Boring.
Well, you asked.
I was going to say, you took the left turn into this.
I didn't bring it up to you.
All right. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, this is Harry Styles. This is also nominated for Record of the Year. Big year for Harry Styles. I think he was at the Forum last night.
Oh, I think he got sick. Didn't he get sick and have to
oh,
change?
Oh, did he get
those?
Sick and had to change?
Yeah, he's going to January.
Okay. He had a big year, though. The sushi restaurant
song.
Yeah,
there's somebody big at Crypto tonight.
Is there?
Post Malone is at Crypto.
Post Malone. He puts on a good show. All right, let me see here. John, exorcism is on the rise.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it has been, and this is a fact, gaining popularity over the last decade. In the Atlantic, there's a case of a woman named Louisa in Indianapolis. She went to a therapist. During her session, her demeanor transformed. Normally friendly and open, she started screaming. She growled, glared, head flailed from side to side.
Sounds like Bergman.
So they...
I'm so angry.
Yeah. So they called in a priest for an exorcism. The official Catholic...
The power of Christ compels
the
you.
The officially Catholic-sanctioned exorcist in the city of Indianapolis received... Get this. There were 1,700 requests for exorcisms in 2021, including one for Louisa. Now, Louisa became a normal functioning human being after the exorcism. Mm-hmm. A recent poll shows that half of all Americans believe in demonic possession and the ability for someone to exorcise a demon. Do you believe in it?
Sure, why not?
You're buying on exorcism?
Yeah, why not?
Everything
I've been trying to get haunted in one of these haunted hotels we stay in all over the country for years. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm not giving up hope, Mace. I believe in ghosts. Do you?
I don't believe in ghosts. No, I think it's silly talk. I really do. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't
we'll
buy.
See if you get a little visit.
I know I'm a
from beyond.
I'm a failed Catholic. I don't buy exorcism as a thing. Bergman, do you buy exorcism as a thing?
I don't buy exorcism, but I believe in ghosts. Yeah. Why would ghosts not be
preposterous?
Real? It's not preposterous.
It's preposterous.
There's too many things that are unexplained that happen.
Okay,
just because you haven't had an experience doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
We all have phones in our pockets. Are you telling me no one at any point ever saw a ghost and took a picture? We take pictures of everything. Everything.
But then you see the picture, you're like, oh, that was staged. That wasn't real. That wasn't an actual
thing. I've not even seen fake ones. I've not seen staged ones.
Google
where are the pictures
of ghosts.
Ghosts?
You'll find
plenty pictures
of them.
Ghosts.
This guy's nuts.
Am I right or am I wrong, Clinton Yates?
You're wrong. The reason I'm going to tell you you're wrong is one simple reason. Back in history, you know when people would like draw maps of different parts of the world?
Yeah.
And they would put them together in order to sort of fuse what different parts of the world thought.
Uh-huh.
People of totally different cultures who have never communicated with each other had the idea of like dragons in their mind, in the sea. Like, there's a reason there's a collective consciousness about certain things because humans believe they're real because they might be. I don't know that I've ever seen an apparition, but I certainly believe in the spiritual extra world.
Yeah, bring me a real legit picture and I'll say, okay.
But well, hold on. With the concept of what ghosts are, the very idea that you can photograph them is kind of antithetical to why they exist. You can't just see them with the naked rather eye. They have to come to you.
Run video. Put it in your Instagram right, reels. I want to see the ghost do stuff.
If they brought the video to you, it'd be like, oh, that's fake.
You want to see the ghost? What, do you want to see him go first to third on a pace?
Yeah,
to right?
Like, yeah.
What's the ghost going to do?
No, the ghost, I want to see him open the door, slam the door, right?
Hey, Steve.
I want to see the lock turn. I want to do all this stuff.
Deliver donuts to your house.
Everything you see in The Conjuring, I think I want to see that.
There are whole networks full of people who are faking like they're looking at ghosts all over the place. The paranormal sort of reality TV world, that's a whole other industry that if you really want to get into, you can.
So, Mace, you
nonsense.
Don't believe in mediums either.
No, I think they're funny.
So,
they're
like Jill
funny.
Willard, Mark, you think she's full of crap?
Let me see. You're pinning this on somebody I actually know and
correct.
Have met.
Correct, which
and
makes
like
it harder. Would you say to Jill, I don't believe in your life's work?
You know, Jill has a, I would call her spiritual as opposed to a medium.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's future telling.
She's on the HOV lane. She's not fully.
Right. She's not
taking the exit.
I've had conversations with her and she's very intuitive, right?
Yeah.
But I don't believe that she's telling me the future.
How do you do with movies that involve the paranormal?
Well, they're just movies. I mean, it's just silly movie
okay.
stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm not. That's the example of ghosts is what we see in movies.
Right.
I just expect to see that in life. Everybody's got a camera. It's like the friggin' Loch Ness Monster. If there's a monster there, you're telling me everybody in the world has got.
you know
is
where
Julian
there are.
Here?
You know, no, he's not. You know where there are ghosts, though? The Lakers backcourt. Just
oh,
saying.
Yeah.
Hey-o!
Hey!
I'm here. Hello. Hi, everybody.
I'll be here all week. Yeah. All day, anyway. All right, so we're going to do Game of Games next. It is a game of...
Mason, I found an indisputable picture of a ghost. Okay? that you, like, once you see this picture, you'll go, ghosts are real. Okay.
Okay. So text this to me.
I just sent it to you.
Okay. Let me see if this turns my mind. Yeah, right. That's idiotic.
What is it?
Please. It's just a little friggin' cartoon.
That's totally
ghost.
Real. That's exactly what they look like.
That's like a mean Casper. That's what that is.
That's like a CVS ghost.
Yeah. Now, how can you look at that and say ghosts aren't real?
Yeah, that's exactly why I say ghosts aren't real, because they're little cartoons of them. All right, we're going to do some. Are you playing today, Clinton?
I'm here.
All right, we're going to play some Super Radio Jeopardy next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Valvoline. Is your vehicle due for service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. No! At Valvoline, you stay in your car safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, more. Pull up, drive in, drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Thank you very much, Christopher Morales. It's time for Game of Games, and it is a very competitive month in November. Bergman actually leads with 3. Ireland,
right,
2. Mason, 2. Jacob Imrani, 1. Pepe Mantilla, 1.
Oh, Pepe got a win?
And Jorge won, yes.
Okay.
And the big CY, Clinton Yates, back from the World Series and all the baseball playoffs this year.
Thank you. He's got getting around to a lot of receivers, as we like to say. That's a lot of wins for only halfway through the month for everybody involved in
the
show.
It's true.
I like that.
So we're
going to
play a little Radio Super Jeopardy. And these are questions from random categories that I just made up this morning.
Very well.
So your name is your buzzer. Ireland, you ready to go here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. CY's plan, Bergman's plan.
Remember, Clinton, you have to say who is, what is.
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Jeopardy stuff.
Okay. Yeah, listen, buddy. I know
you've gotten it wrong
Jeopardy.
Before. It's been around. You've probably been on Jeopardy.
I know. I've not been on Jeopardy. I know people have been on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah. I would like to host Jeopardy. Separate discussion.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here's number one. It's the year when the United States will celebrate its tricentennial.
Greg. What is 2076?
No.
No. Incorrect.
Yeah.
Do the math, guys. Tricentennial.
Ireland. 2076?
Can I go to the
That's
calculator?
I
mean, this is
2076.
What is 2076?
Do we even know?
No.
What?
No.
That's what I said.
The answer.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just
going
to go to the calculator. I won't even take credit for this.
17th.
Yates.
Yes, Yates.
What year is 5,328?
No.
I don't know. What is it?
2776. 1976.
Oh, I'm thinking. Okay, I'm thinking. Okay, I was doing the math. I was trying to figure out the permutation.
Yeah, so I was 70 years off.
Yeah, I just multiplied it by 3.
You and I, John, were 700 years off.
Yeah, math
missed it by 700 years.
Not my strong suit.
Yeah. Right. Just missed it, Greg.
Yeah, we were close.
Number 2. I hope this all goes better than that.
Boston Man is going to love this game.
It's both the community of Mason and Ireland hardcore tweeter. Bergman.
What is the Mafia?
What is the Mafia is correct. Yeah, I was going to say, and hardcore fans of the Buffalo Bills.
That got real easy real fast.
Yeah.
Bergman won on the board. Number 3, this Puerto Rican rapper singer released the Jorge.
Who is Bad Bunny?
Who is Bad Bunny is
Benito.
Correct. Released the album Un Verano Sin Ti.
Un Verano Sin Ti, yes.
He's winning everything, by the
summer,
way.
No, he's only nominated for 2, I think.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about awards, bro.
Jorge
I'm talking
won.
About life.
Nah, Bergman won. Man. Number 4. India, Pakistan, and South Korea are all part of this. Jorge.
India, Pakistan. Who, they are all part of what is the USA group in the World Cup?
No. India, Pakistan, and South Korea are all part of this world continent.
Oh, man.
Greg.
Yates.
What is Asia?
Yates is on the board. Yes, Asia is the correct
that
answer.
That was a good side guess.
Yeah. Who's in whatever group.
Yeah, I'm there.
Number 5, this Murray State basketball.
Yates. Who is John Morant?
Yeah, that is correct. John Morant. Yeah. Very
bang, bang. Some of us might have done an E60 story about how we got recruited there. You can go check that out.
It was me. Number 6, it's the name of the currency in Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Mexico.
Ireland.
Greg was there first.
What is the peso?
What is the peso is correct. Yes, Bergman with 2.
Currency. I thought you said the current. sea. I was like, wait, what?
Geography.
Pacific Ocean.
Sorry.
All right, number seven. He was the MVP of Super Bowl 55 at Raymond James Stadium.
Yates. Wait. Tom Brady.
Greg. Who is Tom Brady?
Yes.
It should have been. You know who it should have been? It should have been Robert James Gronkowski at Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah,
but Tom Brady didn't throw to him in the front of the end zone when he could have had three touchdowns in the first half.
Mr. I know how to answer with a question.
I know, right?
Yeah, you poo-pooed when we tried to say, well, you've done this before.
No. I have. I've made the mistake before every single game, so it had to happen.
All right, it's Bergman 3. He's having a good month. CY 2, Jorge 1, and Ireland. Are you checked out? Are you quiet quitting?
Maybe. I haven't known any of these yet.
Okay. Number 8. When it is raining very hard.
Greg. What is cats and dogs?
Oh, man.
I mean, that's like, you know, it's like when you play against two guys that played together in high school and college. How does he not even?
So Bergman's got the clinch.
Last one's
just for fun. I can't figure out my password for this food delivery service.
Greg. Ireland.
Jorge was there first.
What is Grubhub?
What is Grubhub is the correct answer. Bergman, with a commanding 4 wins now in the month of November.
But tomorrow, Greg, it's your game, right?
Tomorrow is my game. However, Tyler is doing the game.
No. You're not allowed to.
I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play.
Yeah, no, he's not going to play. Tyler, have you met Tyler, John?
Yeah.
Tyler is going to be the fill-in guy for Greg. So he's like shadowing.
Right. So he's going to do the whole show tomorrow. And so he said, you want me to do the game? So I said, sure, go ahead and do the game. So you're actually doing the whole thing.
Yes.
If you want me to do, I wouldn't play, but if you want me to do the game, I'll do it.
Yeah, you can host it.
It's up to you guys. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
There was a lot of thought that went into that.
Do
you guys work out the numbers and possibilities beforehand?
Each week, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. So you went to all the World Series games.
I was at every single World Series game. I saw Johnny B. Dusty Baker become the third ever black manager to win a World Series after Dave Roberts and Cito Gaston, who did it twice in the 90s. And it was interesting. I'm not going to lie. I was more concerned about the weather in Philly than I was about anything else. It was like California hot there at night. It was randomly warm as hell.
In Philly?
Yes.
Didn't they have a rainout?
They did have but that was the first day, and it didn't even rain, frankly. It just kind of moved through, but it was never cold. It was great, so I felt really good about that, and Houston's inside. So
I meant to mention Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Did that on time.
A lot of baseball, though. Yeah, that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, because you haven't been around here at all.
No, I've been on the road, and,
You don't have that little thing that you can talk and fill in like last week?
Oh, I do. But when I'm sitting around ballparks, last thing I want to do is call back here. No, I'm joking. But I was busy. I mean, that's what it comes down to, doing a lot of stuff. Winter meetings are coming up in 3 weeks in San Diego.
Do you go to those?
I'm going to those. For those of you Dodger fans out there wondering what's going to happen, it should be an interesting one. There's a lot of news on the horizon because, obviously, they got a lot of roster.
Well, give us a little Dodger. Are we in on Justin Verlander? Are we in on Trey Turner?
Do you want to be in on Verlander?
On a 2-year deal, I'd be in. I'm not going to be in on a 3-year deal. Yeah.
That's a long deal for a guy that old, especially when you got guys that old already who are on the way out.
.75 ERA last year.
Yeah, he was a great pitcher, and he played well enough in the World Series, but I think that's a tough sell coming from that team going to this team.
Trey Turner, do you think he's coming back?
I don't think he's coming back. I don't think he should come back, quite honestly. I think that there's better places they can spend their money. I think that this team kind of got a little – I don't want to say top heavy in terms of what they did from a spending standpoint, but I think, what do they say? I think that it's run its course with Trey. You know, he got here in that trade from the Nationals, and I just feel like they've got some bigger questions than just player to player as to who they're going to be in the last five years.
I don't think he was ever interested in staying in
Los Angeles. That was a popular theory, and that may very, very well may be true, but even if it's not, I just think it's going to cost too much for what they're already spending on everybody else to have that guy. You know, he can possibly get $300 million. You know what I mean? Because he's that good of a player. He was an MVP candidate. He was a batting champ. Like, I just don't see the Dodgers spending that much money on a player like him who boots balls, frankly, in the playoffs. I mean,
he did not play good defense in the playoffs, for sure.
You know, and it was unfortunate, but I think his price tag's going to be too high.
Okay, opening day shortstop for the Dodgers 2023 is Dansby Swanson.
That would not be a bad pick.
I just can't imagine the Braves letting Swanson go the year after they let Freeman go to the Dodgers.
Swanson's not the same guy, even though he was the number one pick for the Braves, that Freddie was for that team. And also, again, they already won it. I think that Dansby might be a guy who says, you know what, I'll take a look around. You know, not for nothing, his girlfriend went to UCLA. Mal Pugh, who plays on the U.S. women's national team, there might be some sort of California connection there in terms of where he wants to be and what they want to do. So we'll see. I think Dansby would be a good pick. He's turned into a guy that is really just a great everyday player. I mean, if you've got Dansby Swanson in the bottom half of your lineup as the Braves, you've got a good team, and that's what they were.
Hey, Mace, we're getting a lot of feedback. 2076, which is what Bergman and I guessed, is the correct answer for your millennial, your tricennial.
Is it?
Yeah. If you take 1776 and add 300 to it.
No, you add 100 to it. It's a centennial.
No, you said tricentennial.
But 300. Tricentennial.
Yep, tricentennial. Because
the bicentennial was in 1976.
And so the.
I guess, 2076.
Yep.
Yeah, so you were off.
You said 27.
Operator, throw the whole game out.
No, Bergman got it.
Interestingly, nobody got the right answer anyway.
No, I got the right answer.
John and I both got the right answer.
I don't care.
Obviously.
Stupid. I don't know why I even invented that question. It was like the first thing in the pop.
I mean, are you going to be celebrating the tricentennial?
You know what I
write? Will this country exist, by the way?
Alcantara, unanimous Cy Young Award winner. Unanimous? Really? He got all 30 first place votes.
Bill Plunkett has a whole thing on it on his Twitter.
Yeah.
He had like 7 complete games.
Also, I mean, honestly, you guys know that I'm probably one of the biggest baseball fans here on the whole. Cy Young Award to me is just so low wattage compared to what it used to be, just in general. You know, you used to hear guys walking around, oh, that guy's got this, that many Cy Youngs. Now, it's just kind of one of those things mentioned in the offseason. It's not really something you think about that much on a regular basis during the day-to-day of a season. Cy Youngs to me are not, they're not moving the needle for me like they
By the way, Julio finished third, Julio Urias. So it was Alcantara, Max Fried from the Braves, Julio Urias, and those are your top three.
All right, so here's the argument Plunkett made. Urias had a better one-loss record, better ERA, better whip, better average against, went 9-1 with a 1.2 ERA after the All-Star break. When Alcantara went 5-5 with a 3 ERA, how is that a unanimous winner? That's a coin flip.
I agree. It's to me, Cy Young has become a little bit of a compiler stat, which is if you look at the records at the end of the day, people say, oh, well, he's got this, he's got that. And even though, John, you just mentioned the stats that Urias compares to, I just feel like it's like, for me, I'm like, how about I just look at the pitchers, and if I'm playing a baseball game, I'll decide who I want to throw.
Right.
9 times out of 10, I'm taking Urias in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, not even close.
All right, let's kick off some super crosstalk. What's up, Cappy?
Yo, I think I just blew my headphones out screaming into my megaphone.
Oh, no. Tough start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough. Rough. By the way, just another nugget, just what we were talking about.
I'm craving pancakes.
Bill Plunkett, workload clearly swayed a lot of voters. Alcantara led Major League Baseball 228-plus innings, 53 more than Urias, 6 complete games, 8 innings pitched, more in 14 of 32 starts. Urias completed 7 innings only 4 times in his 31 starts and never threw a pitch in the 8th.
Told you, compiler award.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that comes down to.
Also, Max Fried was 2nd, so Urias wasn't even 2nd.
Wasn't
he was
3rd.
Fried, yeah. I mean, Fried, that's, to me, Fried is a reasonable 2nd. Like, that guy had one of the better seasons. I'm not mad at that, but...
Cappy, break down Alcantara's repertoire.
Well, I mean, I think he always starts with that four-seamer.
Yep.
And I mean, a lot of people obviously know that.
Yep.
He moves into what I think is really his second best pitch. This is just for me. I like his slider.
Wipeout slider.
Yep. You know, and then he does have, at times, he can come in with a changeup.
Yes.
And then
circle change.
Can you spell his name? Is the most important question of the breakdown.
No, I don't know who we're talking about right now.
You sounded like you knew what you're doing there.
A little bit. I mean, you're not far off, but that's funny.
That's good, man. That's good.
So, Cappy, I have a question for you because I'm not recently returned to California, but I've been doing a lot of moving around the country. So, weather has been a big issue that I've been dealing with as far as packing and all this. Mm-hmm. And I got back to Cali a couple days ago. And the first night I was here, it was like 45 degrees.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
dude, it's freezing out here.
Yeah. And everybody's like, and I'm telling my friends, I'm like, oh man, it's cold back home. And they're like, I'm talking about California. And they're like, what, how cold is it? I'm like, well, it's sub 50. It's cold. And I got to ask you guys, people who have been here for a long time. I mean, at this stage of my life, having lived here for almost 3 years, been coming out here for a while, below 50 degrees is cold to me, period.
Sorry.
And I got no shame in admitting that. But I'm wondering if for native and or longer term Californians, am I being ridiculous here?
No.
Because if I'm on the beach and it's below 50 degrees, I'm bundled up big time.
I'm in agreement. In fact, I don't know if you saw this, but Morrissey was doing a concert at the Greek apparently this last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And after 30 minutes walked off stage and said it's too cold to do a show.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's how cold amazing. Was it? I mean, that sounds like my kind of move.
It sounds like the same night you were talking about. The Saturday night was like 45, 50 degrees. Yeah. John, you've lived here your entire life. Is that cold for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I've completely acclimated.
I've been here 30 years. I mean, cold is cold.
Oh, yeah, anything below 50 is cold to me.
I mean, to me, it's now puffy jacket weather.
It is puffy jacket weather, yeah.
What color puffy jacket do you wear? Are you a red guy? I see you out there in the big cherry red jobby, looking like Mr. Kool-Aid Man popping through walls.
Yeah, that would look cooler, but I'm so simple. I'm straight black.
Oh, I was thinking maybe a forest green.
That's
perhaps.
Very slimming, Cappy. Yeah. Black, very slimming.
Need it.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Need it.
Okay, so I don't have to feel bad about wearing all the clothes I wear. Okay, very good.
You know, Clinton, you're such a skinny person, and the rest of us are so fixated on what we
dad
eat.
Dad bod, baby.
Yeah, dad bod.
Right.
Are you just naturally skinny?
Yeah, I mean,
do
I
you
walk
work
a lot.
At it?
I wouldn't say I work at it. You told me once that I'm an eat-to-live kind of guy, and that is kind of where I operate from. But also, I move around a lot, you know, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
I just winked at Jorge because he knows what that means. But for the correct, that is correct. We do not have any updates on that front, but you just got one. I don't know, man. That's just what I look like. My parents,
because me and Cappy both. Do you mind that we're in the same category, Cappy?
You know, I think I feel like Clinton has said this in the past.
Yes.
We may be about the same height and about the same weight. I would like to think that we carry it a little bit differently.
Yeah. I mean, I saw you guys twerking, and one of you is more athletic than the other. I mean, Cappy really had something going with that tree there. I thought that was going to come.
Did
with,
you not see me on the tree?
I saw you on the tree. It was not quite. You know,
the full yoga handstand? I'm serious.
I mean, that was cool, but it didn't quite have
It looked
have
like
the,
you were going to tumble aimlessly into the street.
I was concerned at that point that the EMTs were going to have to
but
show
But you
up.
Know who won the twerk off, right?
I do not know who won the twerk off. I mean, for me.
Well, wait. Yeah, before you answer, if you really don't know, Clinton, tell us who you judge it. Who won?
This was clearly Cappy to me. I mean,
oh my,
I watched both, and I who would I sign up to see to get seconds from? That would have been Scott Kaplan in that situation.
Thank you.
The crowd went wild for me.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it because they probably expected nothing and got something.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we've seen Cappy jump rope and do all sorts of athletic endeavors
all kinds
here
of stuff,
and there,
yeah.
So that might not have been as far away from what they thought was going to happen.
So we're doing a show together in a couple of weeks, just me and Cappy.
Oh, dear. How's that going to go?
That is going to be
Please tell
good.
Me that's going to be a remote.
It is. It's going to be a Black Gold Golf Club.
Oh, right. Man, I might have to show up for that.
Oh, you may
have
to.
Oh, you should.
When
you
is
should.
It?
There's going to be a whole bunch of weirdness. December the 9th. Yes,
okay.
December the 9th.
Ooh, it might
Friday.
Be the winter meetings,
mark
but
your,
we'll see.
Mark your
we'll
calendars. See. December 9th, me and Cappy live.
Yeah.
And we haven't decided on a bit yet.
No, but
we're it's
going to
be
it.
Good. It's going to be good, whatever it is.
We haven't figured it out yet. We've done push-ups. We've done jump rope. We've done twerking. We got to come up with something big.
Do you golf, Cappy?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
No?
I tried it. You know, it's funny. We did this whole big thing where I got ready to play John Ireland and match play. And
How many strokes did John spot you? I'm trying to recall.
John, how do we do that?
It was 30 for 9 holes.
30 for 9 holes.
Oh, that's nice.
And I
young
was,
in for about
I,
8.
I hit some credible shots.
Yeah.
And then never picked up a golf club again.
Do you have your own clubs?
No.
Have you ever gotten fitted for your own clubs?
No.
You're one of those guys.
No.
I feel like Cappy's the kind of guy that at one point of his life got fitted for his own clubs, but that never really
Oh,
finished.
Sure. Cappy, you know everybody.
Not only did I get fitted, but I'm the golf plug. I mean, like when you need golf equipment,
Cap
I'm the guy.
Has helped me out many a time with the fine folks at Callaway.
Really?
Yep.
So here's what you guys got to do, since neither one of you care for golf.
Yes.
Clearly, and this is a game that I have participated in on many occasions,
yeah.
You got to race the golf carts. I mean, you just got to see who can get
golf
around.
Golf cart race?
Hell yeah. You got to get see who can get around the holes fastest.
You had me at golf cart.
Yes. This is tons of fun. I mean, probably don't advertise this to the country club, but you get out there on the back nine where you're out of view of the clubhouse.
Happy.
You can see who can get the three-hole circuit
golf
going.
Golf cart race.
I'm telling you, this is a real thing. It's like Fast and the Furious, baby. Put the cash down, have a girl in the middle.
I love
boom,
Fast and
get
the
it
Furious.
Moving off the
yeah,
tee.
Some,
I'm saying, this yeah. is fun. I've participated in this event personally many times. It's
Cappy,
great.
What do you think?
I think that if we're looking for something for December 9th at Black Gold, we may have just found what we were looking for.
Golf cart race.
You're welcome. Yep.
Golf Ireland, what do you think? Golf cart race.
Easy.
But isn't it a function of like how juiced up the particular golf cart is?
Yeah, but
like
they should be the same.
They
Unless
should,
somebody
right.
messes with the golf cart, they should be the same, which turns it over to if you have identical golf carts, then it's just who's a better driver.
Yeah, exactly. And skill. I would suggest in this particular case, definitely actually wear helmets because somebody's going to take a spill.
Oh,
think?
Dude, not only helmets. Yeah. Dude, not only helmets, I mean a Hans device.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Device,
I mean,
yeah.
yeah, if you're going to be racing golf carts with the open sides, it's not exactly the safest operation. If some of us like to take risks when we drive
do
golf
they,
carts.
Do they have airbags?
That's a good question.
No airbags?
Some do.
Look
I've
at
been
Laura.
In,
she's like, that
Laura's
is
like,
such
no,
a stupid question.
Absolutely not.
Laura's looking at me like, no.
Some have,
I don't even know.
Yeah. But yeah, you should race golf carts. That'd be awesome.
That's it. That's
I mean,
it.
That's great social content. You hook a little camera to your jobby, and then you've got the.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You do the GoPro
action. GoPro style, yeah.
GoPros
I'm just
now.
Full of ideas over here, y'all.
Wow. Yeah. Where have you been? We've right. needed
yeah,
you.
Hey, I'm here now.
Because I'll tell you what. You know who's really checked out? You know who's been quiet quitting?
Oh, I know who.
You know what I'm talking about,
I
right?
I do know what you're talking about.
Chris Morales.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Chris
somebody
Morales.
Asked
yeah, he hasn't been around.
Somebody asked me the other day on Twitter, they said, hey, what happened to Live Imaging Tuesdays and where is at CMM? You know, and I wrote back, he quit.
Yeah.
Is he just hibernating? Is that what's happening?
I have no idea.
He needs time off. He works a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
I mean,
what I'm saying. Hibernating. You know, yeah, he stocks up the food in the cave.
Take a week.
Stays
and go.
In the cave.
I mean, take a week, but I mean he's been gone for a month.
Mace, let's be real. You're one to talk.
Yeah, I
mean,
know.
I know, but I'll take a week. I'm not gonna take a month. I'd like to take a month.
Sporadically he takes a month.
Me too.
It all adds up to a little more than a month.
The holidays are coming up, and I'm sure he's got a very robust social schedule. So he's got some people's social battery is not the same. Like, I've pretty much worn out my social battery for the month doing all this stuff at the playoffs. So I can understand staying in if I know that next month coming up, I got to be pressing the flesh, as Morales would say, with everybody around the station and everybody
yeah,
around
do you
the
guys,
Southland.
Do you guys have already your calendars? I live by a calendar. I don't. Do you guys all use calendars?
You talk about your calendar so much. I'm
it's
really
Rachel.
Bad at calendars.
I'm a huge calendar guy.
So am I. Yeah. I use the Google Calendar on
G-Cal,
my iPhone.
Baby. Yep.
Even though a lot of people use the Apple.
I use the Apple iCal. Yeah.
No. So I use the Google Calendar, and I literally live by this calendar. So if somebody were to call me and go, "Hey, you're supposed to meet me. Why aren't you here?" I look at my calendar. If it's not on there, I'm like, hey, man, it wasn't on the calendar. I don't know, man.
Totally agreed. I can't have an appointment that's within reason if it's not somebody I know, like, no, if they don't send me a GCal invite.
Correct.
Interviews, meetings.
Really? Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
I'll tell people, just send me the Google Calendar. That way I'll at least know that I'm skipping it rather than
preach.
Then just blow it off because I forgot it was there. That calendar rules my roost, 100%.
Same deal. So, like, for example, like, Mace, I already see on my calendar – that I know that on December 9th, you and I are going to do a show together from Black Gold, but later that night, I have a wedding that I got to go to.
Wow.
And then the next day, I've got a Christmas party to go to in the desert. And so my whole weekend is taken up. But then the following weekend, I got other things going on.
Yeah.
And so like my whole calendar from now till the end of the year is completely filled up. Especially for weekends, like social things
update,
that are going on.
Update.
Yeah. Update.
Because I just checked my calendar.
Yeah.
I will be back December 9th, which means I will be at the golf cart races.
Let me throw something out. I'm toying with this idea. I talked to Bergman about it.
You did?
That on December 3rd, check your calendar for September 3rd, Captain.
September or December?
I'm sorry, December 3rd. December.
That's
3rd.
A Saturday.
Okay, hold on.
A Saturday.
I love breaking out my calendar and
what
hitting people with that.
Okay, December 3rd.
Are you trying to do something?
The day of the week move?
December 3rd. I have
oh, yeah, that's a Saturday.
It says the Mitchell's Christmas party. I've got the Mitchell's Christmas party.
I got my ugly sweater party that day.
Oh. What are you noodling
over
there?
Well, I was thinking about doing an on-the-fly, I don't want to call it a party, but a gathering.
A gathering.
A gathering.
Okay.
So you're going to be with the Mitchells.
So I have the Mitchells on Friday night, the 3rd. Now, on the 9th, Friday night, the 9th.
Well, Friday night is the 2nd. Oh. You're talking about December?
Yeah, December 2nd.
Oh, Friday? Oh. Yeah, I told you, the 3rd is a Saturday.
Yeah, 3rd is a Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
But so you're going to see the Mitchells?
I've got the Mitchells party that night, yeah.
I don't mind a Friday night function.
But the big problem is, like, if you do it, then who do you invite and who do you not invite?
And
who
you just invite everybody and half of them don't show up.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's
right.
That's right. That works well. Me and Amanda were talking about this because I'm having an ugly sweater for my friends, and I said I wanted to do something for us here.
Yeah.
Like, my apartment's not far. I trust you guys all to go, right, and, like, have a good time. But then she's like, that's close because you have yours on the 3rd. And I'm like, yeah. And then it gets dicey because who do you invite? I was like, you know what? We invite everybody. And half the people don't show up.
You're having a party on the 3rd?
On the 3rd, ugly sweater. It's required. People are mad because I'm requiring an ugly sweater.
Oh, well, then I'm not coming because I only have good-looking Christmas sweaters. That's not even a joke.
That's not true.
Yes,
it
is. True. I got, like, 10 fly holiday sweaters.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be a holiday thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People are like,
oh, no.
Yo, yo, yo.
But this is, like, a personal beef of mine is that the ugly sweater factory has taken over Christmas decorations. I'm like, there was a time when people had classy holiday gear. And now everybody just wants to turn it over to the tacky because it's easier.
It is
very annoying for members of the handsome man community, by the way.
They're very good luck. I would argue that anybody that wears a Christmas, it is tacky.
It is tacky. That's why cousin ugly sweater.
Do you wear Christmas around?
I wouldn't say I wear Christmas around. I wear holiday themed stuff that looks pretty good.
Well, I wear a giant menorah right on my chest.
Do you?
True story. Yeah. Totally true. Because you know, if there's going to be ugly Christmas sweaters, you know we're coming up with ugly Hanukkah sweaters.
Yeah. Must do.
Are there such a thing as Hanukkah sweaters?
You got that right, partner.
Oh, bro, for sure.
For sure?
There's money to be made in all of these goofball holiday outfits. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
I bought trophies,
everybody's
people.
Selling them.
Trophies.
Trophies for
so
best
have,
ugly sweater?
I have 12 little trophies, and they all have some on them.
Okay. What, do everybody get one for participating?
No.
I think more than 12 people
everybody
are going to be there.
Everybody gets a blue ribbon.
I my guest list, Cappy, is about 40. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Like
you
show up, half the people aren't coming.
Did I make the cut?
No, this is just my friend. I wanted to do something for
her
work.
Real friends.
Oh, you're not, you're not
her
friends.
Real friends.
No, that's
not,
not what
friends.
I meant.
Oh,
yeah. But, you know, there are certain things
here,
should
we
not
close.
People
I mean,
from work should
to
not
this
see,
weekend?
You know? Yeah. Just saying.
There are things from work.
Just saying.
People from work should not see at your house?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Wow.
Really?
It's like TSA.
Now I'm really curious.
You never know what's in the suitcase.
I'm really curious what is in her house.
Hey, Mace.
Yes.
I just got a text. True story, I swear to you, I'm not joking, not in the slightest bit. I just got a text from the Mitchells, and they said, should we invite Mason, Ireland, the Big CY, Sedano, and the rest of the 710 crew, and Morales, of course, should we invite the entire 710 crew to the December 3rd Mitchells party?
Well, hold on, let's break this down. Where and what is the setup of the Mitchells party?
What's
this,
the story with
that?
The Mitchells party is like a very formal, Mrs. Mitchell loves to throw like crazy ass parties.
So it's more of a like a gala?
Oh yeah, it is a gala without a charity.
Not a gala.
You know what I mean?
A gala without a charity.
Those are the best kind.
That's right. I was going to say, that's even better. So is it at their home?
It is at their home. It is at their home.
I'm down with that.
Where are they located?
They are located in South San Diego. A little more granular, Rancho Santa Fe.
Okay.
That's ritzy.
That's a hotel overnight. We got to figure out some lodging.
Es de la high, as we like to say in Spanish.
Well, I might be in for the Mitchells.
Okay.
I hear good things about them.
Yeah, I've heard
They're nice. They're wonderful people.
Wonderful people.
Great
things.
Put on quite a party.
Clinton and I will be in Washington, D.C. on that night.
Really?
Yes.
You'll be watching Kyle Kuzma play?
I will on Sunday, on the 4th.
We play this season,
in Milwaukee on the Friday and in Washington on the Sunday.
Kuz is looking decent this season, sidebar.
I love Kuz.
Sort of always there. I always like him. Kind of wish you still had him.
Always liked him. All right, that's it for us. Coming up next is lots of fun, stupidity, everything you've come to expect from Sedano and Cappy. The Big CY is in for George today. Supercross Talk, brought to you by